Good morning. Beautiful, beautiful day out there, at least here in Fairhaven. I'm sure it's great wherever you are. It's election day in the city of New Bedford. Of course, there have been various machines breaking down. You really should test those things before you turn the public loose on them. But what do I know, right? What do I know? We got a whole bunch of people on hold. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. So you get some feedback from me, hopefully, at some time during the day. But anyway, so I hope I don't have to call WBSN like I did the last time and find out if my precinct is doing okay over there. Because, you know, like the last time when I called you way back when, we had the same problem.
Yes.
Over there. I was saying that, the WBSM doesn't know what they're talking about. So I hope when I call there, I don't waste my time going there. I want to make sure. So I'm going to call ahead of time before I go vote. So anybody out there that's in Ward 1, vote Leo Chiquette to be reelected, because he's an honest man, and he'll return your phone call, and he gets the job done like he did for me anyway. So I'm putting a little plug in for them, because I'm going to be holding a sign for him later on when I get out of work.
Oh, nice.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Chris, I thought I was losing my mind, but Mike Lima thought it was on the same wavelength as I was with him. When I called in, I don't know if you remember this, you had the mayor on, and I said, why do we even bother having these machines? Why don't we do hand counts? We were doing it forever. Why do we have these machines? It's a waste of money for only having, 5,000 votes to count? I mean, we can't have, he used it as everybody wants to. Remember he said this? Everybody wants the results today. At nighttime. I don't care. In the morning, you can tell me as long as you get it correct. When you run into these situations, as I called Tim this morning, I told him, I said, if you're going to keep having this problem, you know, you're going to have that creeping thought in the mind of 1% of people ain't going to trust. And that's probably why we only have, and that's partially why, and we only have so many percentage of people that come out and vote on this, because they all look at it, and I was one of them way back when, they're all crooked, they're not going to do nothing for me, blah, blah, blah. Well, I only started voting when I was about 30 years old. Okay. I understand the younger people that may not get out there and vote. But you know what? I own a home. I live here. I pay taxes. So, hey, I'm going to find out what's going on, and I'm going to vote for the best person,
yes,
as anybody would, right?
Yes.
So why do we even have these machines? But Mike Lima, said it also. So why even have it? It's a waste of money. I that's what I'm looking at. We're only going to have, maybe 12% come out and vote today. I mean, it should hopefully it could be more than that, but people don't take it seriously because of the things I'm talking about. Like I told Tim, if you have 5 election cycles go by and there's no problems with the machines and this and that, and the Brittle's doing his job, whatever, or whoever's in that position, it could be Mary from up the block that's taking the job and making sure everything runs right. If you don't have these issues, and then one day, 5 election cycles down the road and you have somebody else, we have problems with the machine. Nobody's going to be questioning that. It'll be like, it's been a long time. It must have been a power failure or so, whatever it may be.
Right.
But we keep having these same things. Enough is enough. We're sick of it. Even though it's only 10,000 votes that might come in today, enough is enough. 1% is creeping to people's minds. Let's stop the nonsense, okay? Why can't we hand count? I mean, it's a small city for the small amount of people that come out, how pathetic that is. But I'm sure we could do the old math of 2 + 2 = 4, not this 2 + 2 = 5, don't worry about it. You got police officers at every poll station. There ain't going to be any shenanigans. You bring everything to a central location and count it there. But what does the mayor say? Well, we don't have enough volunteers. Well, Chris, I'm going to ask you this question for the next time that comes up for elections. How do I get involved? Because they say it's mostly retired people. And how do I get involved? Because I want to be a poll watcher or be at one of these polls so I could do that. Where do I find out? Do I go to call Manny the Brito and get the wrong answer, or do I get to get it from you? Where am I going to get these answers from? Because I'll sit down, I'll take 2 days off, if that's the process. And I'll sit there, take two of my vacation days, and sit there and say, you know, wow, there's a fresher face here. We don't have retirees. We got somebody that's still working and took 2 days off. Not that I'm looking for any praise, but you know what? That's the mayor's excuse, that we don't have enough retirees to do the polling. So where do I find out that, Chris? Give me the right information. I don't want to call Manny.
So you do have to call Manny if you want to be on the city side. But if you want to be a poll checker for one of the parties, like the Republican Party, the Integrity Operation, you'd reach out to the state Republican Party and tell them you want to volunteer to monitor the elections on behalf of the Republican Party.
Okay. So, well, I'm an independent, but so it wouldn't matter either way, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what about me, you know, when you go in and they check off your name, they ask for your name, no ID, obviously we know that, right? So when they cross off your name, who do I have to contact? That's Manny?
That'd be Manny, yes.
Well, you know what, maybe I'll have to have a little talk with him and say, hey, what do you need somebody to do the job, I'm the man. What do you need me to do? Because it's sickening. It's a small election, but if you don't have passion for your kids and your grandkids to live a life with, you know, we're on the cusp of having socialist people in New York City. Don't think that they don't have the little
antennas
out.
You're on the cusp of having them in New Bedford. What are you talking about?
Exactly. The tentacles go further than that.
Yes.
New York City falls, you're going to have Boston, and that's going to affect all these small towns like New Bedford, Taunton, Brockton. You name a town that's going to be affected, it's going to happen. And if people don't think so, listen to the way Burgo talks. You had, Mike Lima said, he's like arrogant. No, he's a little petulant child when he doesn't get his way. He talks down to people, and that's the problem. When he was talking down with Tim on the phone, and he had Carlos Felix, when somebody starts using insults, okay, you can't take that person as seriously, okay? So when Carlos does it, he's not an elected official, but Burgo is, and if he's listening, stop acting like a petulant child, okay? You're supposed to be at a higher position of authority, right, to show respect for the office that you hold. Then stop name-calling, just like you take your orders from Giesta that did the same thing to Carlos Felix and called him breaking the law and this and that. The little digs like that. Grow up. And Chris, you have yourself a great day. I'm going to call you back tomorrow and let you know if there was any problems at my ward. You have a great day, my friend. Stay safe.
Thank you, my friend. You stay safe as well. It is election day in the city of New Bedford. People are fired up. Hopefully, we'll have a really good turnout. In part, it's up to you. Call a friend or two. Make sure you bring your spouse to go vote. Bring a friend. Bring a neighbor. And go vote. Go vote. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, and what a beautiful morning it is.
It really is beautiful.
I know. I got 3 points for you. One is I'm calling Ward 4. About 10 minutes ago, I voted. I was number 24. And I thought there'd be a lot more people because parking was fun trying to find a place before I could vote. The other thing, getting back to these broken down election machines, I am a retired department head from a town, and I'll just leave it at that. And one thing I always recall doing come election time, I was always helping the town clerk test the machines prior to the election. It was usually, you know, the week of. So it was like Friday. In this case, it would have been Friday and Monday checking the machines. So I don't understand why the city's not doing it. If a town can do it, the city of New Bedford should do it, because if not, shame on you for not doing your job, and that's my opinion. And you probably know this third point. The only way I can listen to you all is on my cell phone because it's static or on the radio.
Yeah, the AM side is being worked on. The other side, the other way to do it too is on the FM side, 99.5.
Okay, I'll have to do that. I'm used to AM. You know,
me too.
Old
me too. When I got up this morning, I said, "What is wrong?" You know, and then I had to switch it over to the FM, because the signal comes in crystal on the FM side. But yeah, no, we know about that. Tim was talking about that earlier.
Okay, well, like I said, I was number 24 about 10 minutes ago in Ward 4.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you voting. I know you always do. Great job.
All right.
Thank
you. Have a great one.
You too. You too, yeah. Beautiful day out there. Really no reason to not get out and vote. But we've got more people on hold. You want to reach me? 508-996-0500. Here we go. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. If I lose you, I'm going through the tunnel. Happy
All right.
election day, my friend.
Yeah, what's happening?
I have an idea for the mayor. Maybe he can switch department heads from the election commission to whoever's running the sewage treatment plant, because basically the results are the same, aren't they, Chris? Anyways, I'm with my lovely wife, and what we were talking about with Mike Lima, and I love Mike Lima. But just a couple of new phrases Mike might use is that they've exhausted their resources and or they peaked too early.
Yes.
For new phrases. But I think it goes along with what Stephanie and I were talking about, that if we lose Naomi Connie, and I don't think we're going to lose Naomi Connie. I disagree with Mike. Mike knows a lot. But if we lose the ladies' touch because Linda Morad literally has packed up her tent and decided she's not going to run anymore, you know, we could be losing another woman on the council. I don't think we can afford to lose Naomi. I don't think we can afford to lose any of the legacy, and I call them legacy counselors. That's just our opinion. That's how, you know, we both came out, and I asked Steph how she voted, and she said, it's my business, and mind my own business, Chris.
Oh, that's funny. Good for Steph.
Thank you.
But I, you know, look, I think Naomi Carney has earned re-election. I think Brian Gomes has earned re-election. We'll see what the voters do.
Yeah. Yep. And your last caller, to his point, that if we give them a little bit of crack in the dam, these socialists, again, we talk about the zoning and how council can shape the city. You won't recognize the city with these open injection sites. You won't recognize the city with these camp intentments. You know, they got to have an angle here, Chris. Maybe they're going to be selling pizzas to the people that are living in the camp intentment. I don't know. But they have to have an angle. They have to have an angle for either the services or something, because it's just not out of the goodness of their heart. If it was the goodness of their heart, they'd be donating turkeys through the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's for Thanksgiving. They'd be donating Christmas baskets to feed the needy at Prince Henry Society. They'd be voting with their feet of what our community needs today, not to ask them to have a position to make decisions. They'd be doing it already, Chris.
I agree with you, Barry. You know, look, you're very much involved with all of that stuff, particularly the Prince Henry Society. And there's so many outlets in our community to give and to help other people out. The last thing you need to do is build a tent city in Ward 1 for the homeless of New England to gravitate to New Bedford, which is what Shane Burgo and the Shane Denistas want to do.
Yeah. Well, anyways, great show as usual, Chris. I know this is your Super Bowl, so have a super day, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Barry and Steph. We are going to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. I do want to speak with you. This will be the first election where you can vote or say no to the 10 cities in Ward 1, right? You know who's for it. You know who's against it. Act accordingly. By the way, when Barry mentioned Prince Henry, my good friend Chris Medeiros from South Coast Towing, who's named their man of the year. Chris really deserves it. He's done a lot for everybody. You should always have South Coast Towing in your phone book. Your kids should have it. Your spouse should have it. They're your friend when you're out there on the side of the road. Believe me. And Chris Medeiros earned an incredible award from the Prince Henry Society. And I'm really proud of my friend. And I love the men and women now of the Prince Henry Society. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
It's a hard time to fight when the walls are closing in. Call it what you like. It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town. Red lights, green.
Welcome back to the program. Boy, it's beautiful out there. Great day to go clothes shopping, right? For 78 years, Carter's Clothing has kept the South Coast, you and me, covered from head to toe. And Carter's is still your go-to store for top name brands in clothing and footwear, like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. You got to check it out at Carter's Clothing. You'll also find 75 different styles of boots. Steel toe boots, insulated, waterproof, along with high visibility workwear, flannels, and thermals. There's free parking at both stores on William Street in downtown New Bedford and on Plymouth Ave in Fall River. Carter's Clothing, it's a family-owned business. An American business. You've been trusting him. You can continue to trust them. Go to Carter's today. We're going to go right back to the phones. We got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Gilly Sackiolis.
Hey, Gilly.
Can I ask you a question? Are you going to go to the news?
Am I
going to have time? Because I want to talk about the perception, but I also want the people out there that Michael Jensen and myself, Gilly Sackiolis, are going to educate the people for what Mike Jensen said. I need some time to explain.
But you got as much time as everybody else. What's happening? Just start. There's no news at the half hour, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. The thing is, everybody's calling in about the machine and the perception. That's what it is. You know, nobody has said that the people out there are thinking they're just throwing the ballots underneath a machine, okay? But Michael brought up the point, and he didn't know the answer. I know the answer. Michael brought up about it's a secure box. Am I correct?
I believe that's what Michael said, yes.
Yeah, it's a secure box with a lock. He isn't just lying there where people can pick it up and move it. But he didn't know who has the key to it. Well, I know who has the key and when it's open. Okay, the perception that everybody's calling and they don't say that. The majority of the people think anybody can get to those ballots. Nobody can get to the ballot. The person that has the key is the cop that's working the detail. And that's a fact. Okay, at the end of the night, he opens it with the lady or whoever's in charge and they count those votes. So don't think out there that the things are just that anybody can get them.
You know what's interesting, Gilly, you bringing that up, and I believe you're correct. What's interesting is that we now have at least three non-citizens as police officers on the police department, right? People who are not able to vote. I wonder if any of them have the key to the ballots. That's interesting. I would hope the city wouldn't do that, but
I know, Chris, the only thing I want to say is I'm just skeptical. You know, I've always said about the perception, what people call in without the facts, and they let the thing linger. And that's what they've been doing. They don't let the people know why the things are underneath their lot. I have no other idea, but I just... But when Michael said that, and he didn't realize that who had the... He did say he didn't know who had the key. I'm just letting everybody know. Imagine that. Michael Jensen and Gilly Sackiolis is educating the people out there.
Thank you for the call, my friend. It's election day in the city of New Bedford. And, just when Gilly brought that up, about the police having so much authority at the polling places... I just realized, hey, we've got at least three non-citizen cops in the city of New Bedford. I wonder if the chief excluded them or the captains excluded those officers from being in the polling places where they wouldn't be allowed. No non-citizen should be anywhere near ballots in an American election. So I wonder how the city is dealing with that. It's very interesting, right? You wonder how the city's dealing with it. Well, and this election is in part about that. Brian Gomes has a motion to prevent non-citizens from becoming police officers. It's in the ordinance committee, bottled up by the Shane Denistas. Leo Choquette wanted to put it on the ballot so you could vote on it today. The Shane Denistas voted that down, led by Maria Giesta, just so you know, Ward 2. She hates the idea of excluding foreigners from being police officers. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hello.
I haven't gone out to vote yet, but I will.
Good.
I believe there should be a change in Ward 2 and City Council. You just answered some of my... I was going to ask, because I'm a senior citizen, to refresh my memory about what city council is that didn't want us to have a say about non-citizens becoming police officers. It was Brian Gomes, was it? And
it was. The easiest way to do it is I'll tell you who wanted you to be able to vote for it. So it was Ian Abreu. It was Leo Choquette, because he's the one who put it forward. It was Sean Oliver. It was Joe Lopes. It was Naomi Carney. They have mixed opinions on this, but all of them wanted the people to be able to vote on whether non-citizens should be police officers. The ones who prevented it, Shane Burgo, Maria Giesta, and Brian Gomes, and the guy in Ward 6, Ryan Pereira, and Derek Baptiste in Ward 4. They did not want you to, and they succeeded in preventing you from being able to vote on that question.
Yes, well, that means a lot to me, because I spent 2 years on the border.
Yep.
Protecting someone else's country.
And, in Germany, right?
Yes, and that means a lot to me. You know, I definitely believe a citizen of the United States should become a police officer or a firefighter, especially, you know, those people.
And can you imagine, it is possible that you have foreigners right now with access to the ballots. Now, they may have been, use the word, discriminated against by the chief and the captains, so that they couldn't be anywhere near the polls, which would be the right thing. They shouldn't even be on the department. But it's possible in the city of New Bedford, you may have foreigners with control of the ballots right now.
Yes, those jobs are civil service, police, fire, and other jobs like that. They should go to American citizens who paid enough dues and worked in this country. And those jobs should be reserved for citizens, not non-citizens.
My friend, you're going to be voting in Ward 2 today.
I certainly will. I'll be heading out pretty soon.
Have a great day. You're a great American, and in every election matters, particularly city elections.
Yeah, thank you. You're a good American, too.
Thank you, my friend. 508-996-0500. My dad was over in Germany as well, right around the same time that man was. Okay, 508-996-0500. It's election day in the city of New Bedford. It's your opportunity now to vote on things, various issues, right? Your tax bill. Who do you think's been standing up for you, the taxpayers? Safe injection sites. The recall petition, right? The recall petition bottled up in the ordinance committee by the Shane Donistas. All of that is on the ballot. 508-996-0. Bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you just got the reason why people in New Bedford don't vote, because when they got a chance to have a say about this recall thing and have some say about the police officers and what they'll be, your elected officials prevent you from taking a non-binding vote on it and letting them know what your opinion is on it. So you just got a reason why people don't vote in this city, because the elected officials, the kings and the nobles, don't want to hear it.
No, I was shocked that, for instance, Brian Gomes voted against putting it on the ballot.
I was shocked, too. But back to the election.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, my friend.
Okay.
Have you got your sign yet in Ward 1, vote here? That couldn't be done. So what do you expect about, you know, machines and all this other stuff, you know? You know, the man needs some help. He really does. And you know that young lady that found the seniority pay?
Yes.
She should be taken by Mayor Mitchell and put in that election office, and she could give help to that guy. She's got ability.
She does have tremendous ability.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, that elections commission has been interesting, really, since the mayor took over.
Well, I'm not so concerned with the other commissioners. I'm concerned with the head of the thing. The man needs help. He's proven over and over again with the signs, okay, with not having ballots, with now the machines, that he needs help. So if the mayor wants him to have the job, okay, give him the $93,000, okay? But get somebody in there that can give him some help. And I think that young lady that started from a very, I won't use the word low, but I guess I have to, a low...
Humble.
Humble, very good. Thank you very much. A humble origins and seems to have her heart into it to find these things and want to do a good job. I would take that young lady and put her into the elections commission so the man who's there can get some help, because I think he really needs help.
Would you replace him with her?
No.
So you'd still leave him as her boss?
Well, he's going to be somewhere.
Maybe another spot a little further down the trough.
As you said, yeah, I'm quoting that from, I
Casino.
Believe it was, what is it?
Casino.
Yes, yes, you know, I, again, he's a nice guy, and I keep on hearing this stuff about people in government. Oh, they're a nice guy. They're a nice guy. You know, Leo DeRocher's about nice guys. Nice guys don't win ball games.
That's right. You're right.
So, again, what would you do, my friend? Let's say you're in charge. What would you do? You've been involved in this now with your signs and everything. What would you do about this whole thing?
Well, remember, and there's a video out there. I stood with Manny in part because of his father-in-law and his mother-in-law,
but also
because I think he's a nice guy. And you give a young man a chance, you know?
Nice guy. And I like the mother-in-law and the father-in-law, too.
Yes.
But if you ain't got it, get him some help.
Well, yeah, or just there's another spot somewhere in city government so he won't starve that he could be. Not such a forward-facing position. You know, most people only deal with the city government when they pay their taxes and when they vote. Right? Yeah. Most people. So to have such repeated incompetence in such a high-profile job is really going to impact the mayor, I think, at election time, and should he decide to move on.
Well, again, you said it in a nice way. It's making the mayor look like a doofus.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. And so, all right, you don't want to hurt somebody that might have contributed to your campaign. I understand that. Okay. So, you know, either you get him some help or you slide him over to some other place and put somebody in there that, you know, whatever. But this is not making the mayor look good.
No.
And again, he's lucky that only a small percentage of people vote in this city because, you know, to me, it's something that could get him out of office. You know, you've blown this, and you're an intelligent guy, and you're educated, and you speak well, and, you know, but why are you making yourself look like a fool?
It is. Look, anybody outside of New Bedford, they may not know about this, but should he be in a competitive primary, which he will be, I believe he's going to run for higher. I'd like to see John run for higher office.
William Francis Galvin on something like this up near Boston. I forget the town or the city. When they asked him about not having enough ballots, said, well, what does this show? What does this demonstrate? He says, incompetence.
Yes. Yes. So what I'm saying is, should John Mitchell decide to run for Congress in the Democrat primary, his opponents, and there'll be a bunch of them, will absolutely make a point of all these election screw-ups by his appointee.
You're right.
And I like the mayor, and I know
you do. He's your cumpad, like I told you. I hope you've asked your Portuguese friends what cumpad means, because my Portuguese isn't as good as it should be. But go ahead.
I mean, I think he's putting an artificial cap on his image, a negative spin on his image, by standing by such incompetence.
And allowing this to go on.
Year
what
after
do,
year.
Have another study commission and have them come up with, well, what they need is more training. You know what I hope? I hope they don't take those ballots out of that secured box and by mistake put it in a shredder.
You never know.
Yeah, again, anything could happen with this, you know? And as Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Absolutely, my friend.
All right, my friend.
Thank you
for all the time. Take care.
You too, my friend. Thanks. I love a good Stalin quote, and that's really true, right? Doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call
508-996-0500. Everybody wants you to get that cracked windshield fixed. Bring your car to Citywide Glass, right? And get that cracked windshield. And you're like, Chris, I don't want to go to Citywide Glass. It's too far. They're in Dartmouth. They're in Fall River. But let me remind you, they have a mobile tech team that will come right out to your car, whether it's at your house or in your work parking lot. And they will fix your windshield for you. Citywide Glass, you can call them in Dartmouth or Fall River to make an appointment, or go online, citywideglass.net. The mobile tech team will not cost you anything out of your pocket. Nothing extra, nothing at all. All insurance is accepted. The mobile tech team will come right to your home or your office, your work parking lot, and fix that windshield. It's dangerous to have a cracked windshield and unnecessary. So call Citywide Glass and get it. Make an appointment. Get it fixed today. Get it fixed. Get it fixed right away. It's election day. What are you seeing out there? Who are you going for? Do you think the socialists are going to take over the city council? They're running a number of candidates. Coalition for Social Justice is running Matt Marco in Ward 1. He's a nice guy, though. But he's still, a pinko. And they're running, well, Shane Burgo, leader of the Shane Denistas. Get Jenny Arruda. I like her. She's a nice lady. But she wants to give it all away to the illegal immigrants. It's a power she doesn't even really have, should she get elected. But, I like the old standard bearers, right? And with an opening on the city council, you got to be very careful. You got to be very careful. Get out to vote, though. We'll be right back. You take me out whenever I'm down. Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. It is a beautiful day out there. We are having an election in the city of New Bedford. And surprise, surprise, you're having problems. How does it go? Poor planning equals poor results. When we plan, we don't plan, we plan to fail. Something like that. I mean, it seems to be every year after year, but I don't want to pick on anybody. I get accused of picking on people. Imagine if, doesn't even matter really, I guess. But anyway, you've got to get out and vote. Now, the other thing is, if you live in the great town of Rehoboth, you've got a town meeting tonight, and you'll be voting on zoning. You got any questions on that? You can always reach out to Lenny Mills. Lenny Mills, your selectman, great guy, born and raised in the town of Rehoboth, and he can help you out. He knows what's going on. So if you live in Rehoboth, plan to go to the town meeting tonight. If you have any questions, reach out to your selectman, Lenny Mills, or to town hall. We got people on hold still. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
You tell me.
I don't know. Every day you come on the radio, I feel like I owe you a little bit more. I'm grateful. So the other day on Weisberg's show, he had Shane Burgo on. I called. I wanted an answer. I wanted him to explain to me how holding the country hostage here, and refusing to sign the CR, how that gives leverage to the Democrats. He just refused. Wasn't having it. He just continually kept saying about all the things that he believed, filibustering, beginning his sentences in the middle of mine. It's crazy. I don't get it.